Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Ripping Strippings.
Oh, yeah.
I am the corn dog with
the L dog.
And today we're going to bring you some all the interesting things that come in the funny pages every day.
Yep, some or all of it.
Some are all of it. Actually, some of it. Because there's, turns out, a lot of comic strips that come out every day, updated every day. And, you know, we don't have the...
We know you out there don't have the time to read all of them. So we're going to bring you the cream of the crop here at Rippin' Strips. Get ready.
That's right. That's right. And also, we're just going to talk to each other because I like talking to my friend Logan. So we're going to spend some time doing that as well.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. You just made it sound like we're not friends at all.
What's corn short for? I forgot.
I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. I'm just coming back from celebrating a huge birthday.
Oh, mine?
Yeah. Logan, L-Dog had a birthday. It was fun. We celebrated that over Marshmallow Teeny.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was too sweet, but whoever bought it for me, I feel bad because I immediately gave it a bad review. I, like, asked for it.
That was me. I bought it for you.
Okay. Were you sitting right next to me, to my right? Well, whatever. You must have been.
Yeah.
It was you, I guess. Sorry about that. Yeah, I kind of asked for it. I just wanted to hear them sing the song. They didn't sing it. I didn't say anything. And then I also didn't like the drink. Actually, the drink was okay, but then I just didn't want to eat the marshmallows, which I drank the expensive part.
Yeah.
Marshmallows is like a dollar for a giant bag.
Yeah. So the story is this, it's this theme bar and they have a Marshmallow Teeny. And we didn't know that was a drink, but when we were sitting at this bar, every once in a while, the lights would go down, strobe lights would kind of start, or not even strobe, but like laser lights would start moving around. And it would play, when something bad, I don't even know the word.
Neighborhood. Who are you going to call? And then everyone says, Ghostbusters.
Right. We're like, what is that? And then we figured out, oh, that's actually a drink people order. And then, oh, it's Logan's birthday. We should get him that drink.
Oh, yeah.
And
the hype worked on me.
Yeah.
The marketing worked. I was pumped for this drink.
Yeah. So I go up and like, hey, can I? I ordered it for my phone. I think that's why they didn't play the song.
Because
one of those bars of COVID times, they put their menus with QR code. Restaurants, too, have their QR codes at the table so you can order from the table, which I'm hot and cold on. I'm not sure if I like it or I hate it.
Yeah, you feel out of control if the waiter takes too long.
Right.
But if the waiter comes on time, you're like, wow, that's convenient.
Yes.
Just
that's
to back
exactly
up,
it.
Just to back up real quick so everyone knows, I don't think we mentioned that the bar we were at was Scum and Villainy, and it's a replica of the Star Wars bar in the first Star Wars where all the aliens are hanging out. And it's like a geek-themed bar. That's why they have Ghostbusters and all that stuff, just so everybody knows.
Yes. So I look up the Ghostbusters drink, and I'm like, all right, we're getting this for Logan for his birthday. And it turns out it's called a Marshmallow Teeny. And then on the
I didn't even know that.
On the TVs, they play a clip of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man walking around New York. And it's a drink with marshmallow flavorings. It's not I didn't drink it, but they have toasted marshmallows on top. It's a ridiculous drink for a bar. I don't think I would drink that ever.
Even, how much was it?
$35.99.
No way.
No, I don't remember how much it was at all.
But it was like a gulp of liquid.
Yeah.
I was like, it's too sweet, but it wasn't. The drink was actually pretty tasty, but... I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, it was like a shot in a martini glass.
Oh, maybe it was supposed to be a shot. But you don't put martinis aren't a shot. You don't want to be down in those like shots, or else you got a big problem on your hands.
I mean, I was drunk at that point. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but it seemed like it was very small amount of drink.
Yeah.
For what it was.
Yeah, and they didn't play the song for Logan because I think I ordered it from the table, which is another downside. So overall, did it ruin the birthday? No. But it left a sour taste in my mouth. Not in Logan's. He had a very sweet taste from the marshmallow teeny. The bar is, I love that bar. I feel like Toby Keith and how much I love that bar.
Oh, God. I like it, too, but now I'm probably not going to do any more fun things there because I didn't realize there's nothing to do there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess a lot of dive bars have more games. I don't think about it. I usually do nothing for my birthday, but Big 4-0, I felt I had to do something. But even that was kind of a lazy slap together thing, but it worked out.
It was really fun. It was really fun. That the bar has great drink prices for LA.
Oh yeah.
I was surprised by that. And it did start as a cantina lookalike, and the interior still looks like the cantina, but it is now branched out to just being kind of like a cosplay bar.
Right. It's not allowed to be associated with Star Wars.
Right.
Because Star Wars, you know, is still selling stuff.
Right.
But
people can dress up like Star Wars characters there. And also any other characters they want. You know, I first time I was in there, I saw the bartender, one was dressed like Tomb Raider. The other was dressed like Captain America. I was like, what? I thought this was a Star Wars themed bar.
I'll take the Tomb Raider waitress, please. You're like, it was a big fat guy, actually.
Yeah, it was a huge fat guy. And he was hot, though. And I saw nothing can really beat the
first time. Yeah.
Yeah. First time I was in there because it was a magical night. Me and my friend had just seen the Blue Man Group, at the Pantages Theater.
You did tell the story on the podcast.
Yes. So then we went there. Did I talk about going to Scum and Villainy though afterwards?
Yeah, and some woman told you a sad story or something?
That was at the Frolic Room. The woman who was, she didn't, she, yes, it was a sad story because.
About
she,
the Blue Man Group. That's what
yes,
it was.
Yes, 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 yes. But we went to Scum and Villainy afterwards, and that place blew my mind, and I've been a loyal customer ever since.
That was the second time I've ever been.
Really?
It was Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, been there for karaoke before. One time I went and there was a woman who came in who was riding a motorcycle there, and I don't know if you've seen these motorcycle helmets, but there was the one that had the like extensions coming out the back, like bright with like green, bright green lace in it or whatever, so it's just like a bunch of tiny braids with lace.
Like green. Dreadlock things?
Yeah, coming out of the back of the helmet. And so she let me try that on. Okay. That was pretty cool.
Is that from a movie or something? Probably could something be. You didn't know, yeah.
But or maybe she just came off her hog and jumped in the bar. Jumped in the bar. Walked in, I think. Maybe she jumped in. I don't know. Anyway, it's fun. It's a fun place. I don't cosplay myself. Not that I'm anti. I guess if I had stuff to cosplay with, I would. I don't know. I think I'd be embarrassed to do it.
Not into that. We're both, you more so, but I mean, we're both like performers, but I like being on stage, but I never liked dressing up.
Yeah. I would.
There's something weird about it.
I would do it.
Like, I clearly on stage, you want attention. I like having attention.
Right.
But having attention for wearing a costume, there's something that fundamentally irks me about it. But I mean, it's normal. A lot of people do it.
Yeah.
And it's on the same spectrum of doing stand up or being an MC or something. Like, it's entertainment, but Oh, you want me to put a weird hat on? No, thanks.
I don't know if that's even entertainment, dressing up and going to a bar.
Maybe that's why it's weird.
Yeah.
Because you're like half-heartedly. Yeah, there's something. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah, I think there's got to be some joy in it. And look, we've never tried it.
Well, every Halloween, don't you dress up?
Yeah, Halloween's fun, but that's a different thing. That feels different.
I'll refer back to my art crew I hang out with sometimes. No, dude, they get way too into Halloween. And I'm just like, I don't like this vibe.
Your art crew?
Yeah, not all of them, but yeah, some of them are just so into costumes in general, which is their job and their passion.
Right.
So good for them. But
right.
I don't get it. And I like to dress nice and match and stuff, but that's it. That's like the limit.
Yeah. Well, let's say that you're going to a Comic-Con and you have an amazing costumer who's willing, or you have someone who's huge into cosplay that is the exact same size as you, that says you can have free reign of any character you can think of.
What I would literally do is say, like, I might take you up on that. And I'd think about it, and I'd think about it, and then, oh, I got to be in San Diego tomorrow. Yeah, don't worry about it. That's what would happen.
Yeah, but this.
Because I don't actually really care or want.
I don't really care or want, but don't. What if
but
you
I would
could?
Still keep them on a string just to be like, well, in case I get a bug up my ass, maybe I'll.
Yeah.
Like, I won't say no right away, but probably it would just never happen. I don't want to dress up for Comic-Con. Unless it's for on video to make people laugh.
Right. Well, okay, in this perfect world, you have a bug up your ass and you can dress up like anyone. Where, what would you dress up like?
Maybe that's another element of it too, is I wouldn't want to dress like a copyrighted fucking character from a thing that everyone knows. I'd want to create my own creature. But that's not really what.
Yeah, that's not what that's about. That's a whole other different thing. I think you're thinking of like being a furry now or something. That's totally different. We need to think, you need to be a copyrighted character. I would go Chun-Li. Now, who are you picking?
Chun-Li's date.
Are you going?
That's a funny one.
All right. Well,
I don't know.
I could go more serious. If I was going for something that I thought was really badass, I mean, if I could do a realistic like Godzilla, that would be cool.
Yeah, I would want to be a monster. My mind keeps going to some shark character, but I don't know. Hammerhead shark. Maybe I could be one of those. I would be a Sharknado. I'd be a tornado with a shark head coming out, and that's my face. No, but
cool.
That's my final answer. But there's a cartoon that was like a copy of Ninja Turtles that was sharks. What were they called?
Yeah. I knew exactly where you were going with this.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. That would be a deep cut too. I feel like people would really like it if you did that well.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's got to be a bummer if you dress up and go to Comic-Con and someone else is wearing the same thing, which has to happen every single time. Or is that the best?
It depends, because I bet you're competing with people. You're expecting. If you dress like Shrek, you know there's going to be other Shreks.
Really? You think Shrek is popular at Comic-Con?
I don't know.
I was thinking more
that's
like
a pretty big character. I'm just saying,
like an Iron Man or like a Mandalorian or like
Spider-Man. If you're a Mandalorian, you must expect to see other Mandalorians, but you can go do the contest, and so it's like fun to see all the Mandalorians. Like, oh,
right.
Better than him.
Right.
But if you go as fucking a McDonald's fry guy, and there's another guy, it's like, what the hell.
Is you and one other guy dressed like McDonald's fries?
Yeah. No, even more obscure, the fry guys, the colored pom-pom. puppets.
Oh, those guys.
I was trying to think of the most obscure thing, yeah. But it's still like a thing.
Don't you think there's maybe though some sort of like hidden to agenda? Us?
No. Oh.
Yes. I want to talk about the globalist movement right now. It seemed like a seamless transition into talking about globalists. No, don't you think there's some sort of like maybe some like joy that comes out of wearing these costumes to a place like this?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe we are missing out.
Maybe. I don't think I'm that personality.
Yeah.
I'm too low energy or something.
Well, what if you're like a really low energy
Eeyore or something?
That's perfect.
Actually, that's a pretty good costume. Because, yeah, then I wouldn't have to. If yeah. someone's like, oh, can I take a picture? It's like, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Well, there we go.
Cosplay.
Eeyore.
Eeyore.
Yeah, that is a good cosplay.
What would you be?
I would want to be something that is cool.
Good call.
I think I'd want to be something. I don't know that I'd want to walk around in a helmet all day. But I do want to have a helmet too. You know what I mean?
Like that you can carry like a prop?
No, but I mean, it would be cool to be like a totally the character and have your face totally covered up. But also it'd be a real pain in the ass to wear a helmet all day at Comic-Con, I assume.
Yeah.
Or around, you know, walking through a convention center with a bunch of people wearing a foggy helmet, just breathing, smelling your own breath all day. Making yeah. your forehead hot with your own breath. That doesn't sound fun.
Not really.
So.
Now I'm getting into it because now I'm getting ideas. Because Jesse, he may have made in the past, my boss at the art shop, Jesse. I feel like he at one point made a Daft Punk helmet.
That's
or
cool.
Or maybe we just talked about it and he just was like, oh yeah, you just put LEDs here. But it's like, yeah, I would get him involved and I would go, or maybe both of. Oh, that wouldn't work because he's so tall. But
right.
Maybe you and I could go as Daft Punk.
Yeah.
And then when we take the helmets off, it's like, no, this is really us.
Yeah, yeah. I think someone probably from a video game I would pick. But I don't know who that would be. Oh, Snake from Metal Gear Solid. That would be cool. I don't know.
Solid Snake.
Solid Snake. Solid Snake, is that his name?
I think so.
Sounds good to me. I don't know.
That is some video game character's name, and it's a funny name. Yeah. Solid Snake. I think it's Metal Gear Solid.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, if I could pull off a male Tomb Raider, that would be so fun. A male Lara Croft. I have hair that's long. I could maybe do like a, you know, the ponytail or whatever, and.
Yeah, there's a Tomb Raider / Indiana Jones ripoff. There's another video game series. I forget the name of it. But that would be an easy costume because he just like rolls his sleeves up. And like
Uncharted.
Yeah, Uncharted.
Yes.
He just kind of has a gun thing but wears normal yes. clothes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I played those games. They're fun. They're fun. I watched the movie. I didn't like the movie, though.
I heard it was bad.
Yeah. It was bad. But, you know, which is hard to believe because you have Mark Wahlberg there. And, you know, he was praying the whole time when the movie was made that it would be a good film. Have you seen Mark
Wahlberg? I don't know the reference. is that something he said?
Well, he has an app that helps you pray.
Okay.
I think. And he also came out with this movie, Father Stew, where he's like a super. He's just like.
He's religious.
Oh, he's letting his super Christianity come out big time.
Yeah, but you know, an app helping you pray, that. I'm agnostic, but I still. I value some Christian values, and Jesus was against shit like that.
How do you know?
they were selling stuff for you to like sacrifice to God outside of the church that he went to. And that's the only time Jesus ever freaked out. And he started flipping tables. He's like, what the fuck? This is the house of God. How dare you sell things and try to profit off of, you know, holy things and stuff like that. But
maybe he was just cranky.
Well, whatever. I think I agree with his point. I think that's obnoxious. That muddies the whole, your whole motivation.
So
I mean, you might as well just buy a self-help book if you're going to use an app to help you pray.
So you're saying that religions shouldn't be asking for money or putting out bullshit for money?
They shouldn't be creating consumer products.
Yeah.
And then retaining, or if you do, it's a business now. It's not
right.
Tax free. Like, you know, it's a separate thing. I mean, you're still a Christian. Like, I don't think In-N-Out is violating that. They just put Bible verses on their product. That's like,
right.
But if they,
which is like, fine.
If they're selling you a burger, anyway, telling you like, this is God's burger and it'll help you. And this, you know, I don't know. There's something slimy about it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think so.
Selling an app. Oh, I invented an app. What is it? It helps you pray.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're a scammer.
Well, I don't know if Mark Wahlberg's a scammer. I think
he got scammed, is what I'm saying.
Maybe he got scammed. I think he's also probably truly believes that he's close enough to God, that he is so in touch with God that he could. I don't think he programmed the app himself. If he did, then I really want to buy it.
But he's friends with God on the app.
Yeah. He's in touch enough with God. I think he spends like 4 hours a day praying or something like that.
That's nuts.
I'm making that up. But I think it's
100% insane.
There is something like that. He prays like an insane amount each day. Which is
For him, although you're making it sound like he's ruined his life.
No.
He prays 4 hours.
I think
spends the rest of his time in an app.
Programming an
learning
app.
How to pray.
Look, I think if I was a movie star or like a star athlete, we know they're very Christian, you know, a lot of the time, like it's Steph Curry. I think if I was one of them, I'm so jacked. I'm in great shape. I'm an athlete or movie star. I'm making millions and millions of dollars doing what I love. And I've been nothing but successful the whole time. I think I would probably believe in God too.
Yes.
You know, I'd be like, God's fucking sweet. Look what he's done for me. He's hooked
me
up.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to fuck that up.
God loves me, clearly.
And I love God.
And I love God.
And I, yeah. We're cool, God.
Yeah.
Let's keep this going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whereas, you know, if they're just like working at Cinnabon or something like that.
Ironically, maybe, though, the crackhead on the sidewalk dying also is the other type that believes wholeheartedly in God. Yeah. The working stiff. Yeah. The average working stiff, though, yeah, is like way less. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, I guess God might be around and, you know, it'd be cool if he was hooked me up a little bit more. If he is there or she, doesn't matter what gender God is, could be doing a lot.
Well, it does if you want to have a baby with her, which I do.
Yeah. Well, she impregnated Jesus. Wait.
Oh, so it is a him.
She impregnated Virgin Mary with Jesus. There we go.
There we go. I did it. Hold on, I dropped my wallet.
Fancy wallet you got there.
Is it?
Nah, it's cool, though. It's got two tones.
Yeah, that's fancy. This pocket is not big enough to fit a wallet. Oh, because the embroidery of the crabs.
Fucking crabs.
Anyway, now that we got Mark Wahlberg figured out, I do want to see how much time he spends a day praying. So I'm going to look that up.
While you do that, I'm going to try to think of some other subjects for us to talk about. We covered my birthday.
Okay.
There's fine. A guy that burned himself alive on my birthday. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think he did it for a good reason.
I do too. But then, you know what? I'll talk about it. I actually was going to bring it up on the show, and then I decided not to, and now I am, but I forgot his name. But a guy self-immolated on my birthday, February 25th, 2024, in protest of the assault on Gaza. And he was an active member, Air Force guy, I believe, or an airman. Yeah. He might have been in the Navy, I don't know. But pretty crazy. It's funny I say the word crazy, because what I'm about to say is, I have a lot of respect for this man. I really do. But I saw a title, I think it was Kyle Kulinski, and he had a clickbaity title that said, what's his name? It was calling out a conservative for pissing on this guy, self-emulating guy's grave. And I was already pissed. Oh, Glenn Beck. And he was wearing a cowboy hat. And I was already fucking pissed at Glenn Beck. Fuck you, Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
So I play the clip, and Kyle Kulinski is like a left-wing commentator or whatever. And he plays the clip, and the clip is Glenn Beck saying to another guest, like, now, what are your thoughts when you heard about this? And the guest just goes like, I think he's insane. And, you know, then it goes on from there. And, like, Kyle stops the clip right there and just like, see, da-da-da. And I'm just like, that's a perfectly reasonable thought to have. It is insane.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not pissing on his grave. And I don't know. I'm just so upset with everyone who talks about politics. They're always trying to, it's all about winning over the other side, but it's like, about the issue at hand. Like, I don't know.
Sure. Well, yeah, they could. You're
painting this conservative as pissing on a guy's grave, which is very serious. But they're just having a normal conversation. It's not the same conversation we would have. But like, you're poisoning the whole conversation.
But isn't that all of our content online now? It's not about it being genuine or anything. It's just about generating clicks. You know, you see the video of like my unreal reaction to this, and it's a picture of someone going, and then you click on the video and you go, oh.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're right. But it is so satisfying when someone really gets confronted face to face.
Oh, sure.
Or when someone has instant karma. But so that's what those moments do exist, but they're so rare. And everything is labeled like, oh, yeah, I finally told Cornell what I really think.
I hope that day never comes. Cool. Oh, good. Right.
It's like,
yeah. No, I know. But I mean, there's like, you see it all the time, even in Senate hearings and stuff like that, where will get totally owned by someone else and they totally get all this karma where they actually do get destroyed. Or something, they're like, well, I don't know, you know, and they're just
fun. That's but then fun. Half the time it's just like,
it doesn't
mean just
anything.
The person talking.
Right.
And then the title is, you know, Mitch McConnell owns the libs. And he's just like, well, I think we should not. I think this is an abomination. I don't know. That was a bad example.
Right. I'm thinking of like AOC ripping someone to shreds who's on trial for something and does a great job. There's plenty of politicians. She's just the first one that came to my head.
It's always slams.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like the person
Biden slams Trump.
But then there's
I don't see why we have to talk like that.
It'd be like stuff that's just like even that it's more direct and pointed in the Senate hearings I'm talking about, where you watch it and you're like, it is very satisfying because they're ripping this person to shreds. And then it's great. You're like, wow, that's so satisfying, but then it doesn't change anything either. You know, it's like doesn't mean that just because they got ripped to shreds that just all falling on deaf ears. It's just like theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was about to bring up that, you know, they protested. This guy goes to speak at, I don't remember the university, but he was like a CEO or one of the executives at Lockheed Martin.
Oh.
And it's question time. So one by one, students stand up. Is like, so I was just wondering, I know you've worked there for 20 years and da-da-da-da-da. So do you know how many children you've killed? And that was the first question. He's just like, no, I don't. And I'm not going to entertain that question. And then his next question. And it was like another one of those. But then the third question was like, so how does it feel to be murdering Palestinian? Like, they ruined it. It was like such a sly, like, damning thing. But then when our side injects it, I don't know. Injects emotion into it. It's just like, you kind of, now you sound like a kid.
Yeah, which you
are.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, the yelling at a Lockheed Martin guy isn't maybe as extreme as lighting yourself on fire.
Well, it's another example of something that will not change anything. And it is performative.
Right.
You're probably doing it for pats on the back. I don't know.
Right. Exactly. Well,
I did enjoy seeing it, but it's not going to change anyone's mind. Lockheed Martin people aren't going to watch it and be like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, I work.
I think that's part of getting older is accepting the things you can't change, like warmongering and murdering innocent civilians for company profits.
It's also hard. Well, I think it depends on your personality, but for me, it's hard to not speak up, but it is important because I don't live where things are happening sometimes, and I haven't seen, so I don't really know firsthand about a lot of subjects. We do need police reform. I've seen that firsthand, and I've seen how Black people are treated and thought about and talked about in my life.
Right.
But I've never been to Israel, so.
Yeah.
I can only base it on things I've heard. Base my opinion. I have a strong opinion, but it's like,
Well, I think that's true for most international politics or anything that's going on in places where you aren't.
Yeah, we are voters, so we should still try to, I guess.
Yeah, you can't just have an opinion on it because you're not there, because it is really affecting a lot of people.
I also haven't met anyone affected. Although you're probably affected somehow, but no one's talked to me about it.
I mean,
firsthand.
I don't know any safe. Yeah. I don't know any first generation Gazans or stuff like that. I know people who on know people in Israel who have, you know, have heard some stories, but yeah, it's just fucked.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, it's just what's on my mind. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, it's just all fucked, man. But hey, if this podcast gets 100 views, we'll light ourselves on fire.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, I'm setting the bar low.
Cornell's just going to go home and refresh 100 times.
Yeah. Wait, so I can light myself on fire?
That was your goal the whole time.
Yeah. Yep. We'll take that candle and put it right underneath our stools and light ourselves all the way on fire. But speaking of politics, I feel like it's a perfect time to go into our...
Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Our political comics.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yes. I'm so excited again.
Yes. So I checked on our comments from last time, and we got one like on one comment and one... and a person who commented, thanks for the laugh. Let me see. Oh, is this
okay?
One?
So they're not all crazy old people.
Well, it's, don't say that before I show you who this person is. Okay. So the comments are still going. Okay.
That's not just off of your comment.
No. I got one reply that's said, thanks for a good laugh. And that is from Grace L. Ferguson, Border Patrol and Screen Doors is their username. Maybe I shouldn't say that online. I don't know. But they like
it's what public.
I said. And so did Cracklin' Rosie. Okay. Anyway, that's about it. None of our other comments got anything. But I did start with a comment on this week, on today. I found a thing. As we know, Mitch McConnell is resigning from being the Republican majority leader.
Minority leader,
and he is going to step down after he got all his Supreme Court justices in, because that's all he really cares about. And he is, this comic is speaking on that. It's him speaking at a dais, and he's saying, my work is done here. And behind him is the Capitol building on fire and crumbling. Let me pull it up. Okay. And so I thought this was very brave.
A brave comic
by a brave artist. And so I sent out.
Yeah, everybody loves Mitch McConnell.
Everyone loves Mitch.
The most loved politician ever.
So it was him saying, my work is done here in front of a burning and crumbling Capitol. So I commented, wait, he really burned down a building? I'm not sure what building that is, but it looks big and nice. I bet someone cool lives there, like T-Pain or Mark Wahlberg. Maybe they live together and are roommates. That would be so awesome. Hey, Mitch, shame on you for burning down T-Pain and Mark Wahlberg's house. What will they do? Where will they go? How is no one else talking about this?
It all starts in the comments section.
And that's exactly it. So I wrote that on that one, and I have two more that we can do some with, write some new comments with. This is Prickly City by...
By the way, just a thought. You already chose them, and maybe they're not this, but maybe we should just choose the most recent ones. Maybe that's why no one comments.
I'm choosing ones that are updated today. I think I need to send out the first comment early in the morning, right when they're posted. I need to wake up and comment on it, which is going to take a lot of wit to wake up and be funny just like that. I know you're thinking, if anyone can do it, you can, Cornell. And so I will try my best for you. Okay, this is Prickly City by Scott Stantis. And there's a little cat, yellow cat. And he says, I hate to say this. It's three panels. He says, I hate to say this, but President Biden just doesn't seem to be up to another term. And then a donkey comes in a suit and goes, at least he's not Orange, knocking the kitty off his feet. And the last one, the kitty's all bruised up and bandaged with stars and stuff flying above his head. And he goes, yep, that makes all the difference.
Oh, my God. All right.
So what should we comment on that? Here's some other ones like, no, it's not because he's orange, it's because he's done bad stuff and he works for Russia. And they're arguing back and forth about that. But what should we say? Maybe something along the lines of, I will never vote for someone who's orange. I vote based on color because I have synesthesia. And I see people as colors.
Okay. Synesthesia?
I don't know. It's an open floor, Logan.
Yeah, well, that's better than the nothing I gave. Let's see. Well, you should say, no, it is about being orange. Stop right there.
No.
Ever heard of Agent Orange? I rest my case.
No, it is about it being orange. I hate orange. Ever heard of Agent Orange? No, thank you. Not for me.
Yes.
No, thank you. None for me. I'll take green or blue or something. No, thank you. Not for me. None for me. I'll take green or blue or something. Just none of that. I'll take green or blue or any other color, president, but no orange. Yeah? Here's what I got. No, it is about
There's an orange is the new black joke in there.
It is about being orange. Well, then you're saying I hate orange because it's like a black.
I was thinking a racist thing you could say. They could be green or blue or something. Not black or orange, though. Or not orange or black. Like the last thing you say is it like that. Slip that in there.
Blue or something. Just not orange or Jewish.
Oh, yeah. It's a good call because you're Jewish.
All right. Sent out there. It's sent.
Did you really say Jewish?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. All right. Now, here's the last one. I'm trying to go, you know, I'm just going for ones that I think are kind of stupid and funny. I'm not doing last week. I know they were all just like Republican or right wing comics. These ones are kind of a little bit more both sides. But I'm not doing anyone trying to lean either way politically, just trying to make goofy fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so this one, it's another Mitch McConnell one. He's on the TV, and President Biden's looking really old with the Slurpee in front of him, watching. And McConnell goes, "It is time for the next generation of leadership." And Mitch McConnell has a little, Biden has a little sign on his desk that says, "Chief Geezer." And he's thinking, "I'm going to miss that old geezer."
Wait.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I guess Biden's thinking he's going to miss Mitch McConnell, maybe because of all their battles they've had in the Senate over the years. I don't know.
Maybe it's just a comment on everyone being old.
Everyone being old. I'm not sure, but what should we say about it?
This is just pure ageism, and I won't stand for it because I can't stand because I am in a wheelchair because I'm old.
Because I'm a geezer. Well, there's nothing wrong with geezers. This feels anti-geezer, and on behalf of the geezers everywhere, I want to say, we're horny and looking for a party. This is plain old ageism. I'm a geezer and I'm horny just like the young guys.
Yeah, I'd say that. It has nothing to do with the president.
This is just plain ageism. I'm a geezer and I'm horny just like the young guys. Just looking at McConnell.
Yeah, yeah.
Just looking at Mitch and Mitch speak.
And those soft jowls.
Those soft jowls with those soft, sensual jowls. Or watching Biden lick an ice cream cone. Really makes my
what's an old timey way to say you got a boner?
Right. Gives me a Woody. Really gives me a Woody. Really makes me Randy. Really puffs my...
Gooses, something's my something.
Really gooses my sex caboose. Really, what's an old way to say you're horny? Well, let's look it up. boner synonym. Let's see. Erect penis. Really gives me an erect penis.
Hot and bothered.
Really lifts my lumber.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah,
I was looking for something like that.
Okay.
Like one of the ones you use on like broadcast TV when you can't curse. Really lifts my lumber. Oh, good. I'm going to remember that one too.
I just saw lumber as a term for boner, and that's what I...
Oh, nice. That's a Cornell original?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is just plain ageism. I'm a geezer, and I'm horny just like the young guys. Looking at Mitch speak with those soft, sensual jowls, or watching Biden lick an ice cream cone really lifts my lumber.
Hell yeah.
Really lifts my lumber. Without any pills. I'm talking natural, baby. And posted. All right. So we'll see next week what happens. Maybe my account will be banned. But maybe not. We'll see. And it seems like the reporting policy has been pretty light so far. So hopefully we'll get...
Those aren't bad.
They're not that bad.
Unless they're ageist.
Right. Unless they're ageist against horny old geezers.
Right. Oh, yeah. I guess you did say I'm horny.
I'm talking about my erection a bit.
Yeah, but that's more like... alluding to it.
That's fair.
But when you say I'm horny, that's not alluding.
That's not really alluding to anything, is it?
No, it's, we'll see what happens.
All right, let's get into Ripley's Believe It or Not, huh?
Let's do it.
Okay. This one actually was today's. Ripley's Believe It or Not puts out a comic strip, and I like to read it, three factoids. This one was today's, and it was good. Usually I have to go back a few to find one that's actually good, but today's I... don't want to oversell it, and I don't want to be an overzealous about overselling it, but
better than usual.
But yeah, I think
sweet.
So.
Maybe they're listening.
I think so. Okay, I'm going to read them right in the order they do. I usually try and pick and choose which one's the least interesting to the most, but I think it kind of they did a great order this time.
Hell yeah.
All right. Over 90% of Mount Rushmore. Whoa.
Yes.
Sorry, it's distracting when you crack your neck like that. Wow, it cracks every time you do that?
No, I just really needed it just then.
Oh, okay. Okay. Over 90% of Mount Rushmore was carved with dynamite.
What percentage?
90.
Interesting. And that is interesting.
More than 450,000 tons of rock were removed.
Well, I mean, I don't yeah, I have no part, concept of that number, but...
But 90% with dynamite. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's really incredible of the artist to, like, know how much dynamite...
Yeah.
To just, like, create a cheek that would match fucking... What's his name's face? George Washington.
Yeah.
Wow. I was trying to think of Abraham Lincoln's name. I couldn't think of it.
Who was this guy that made... First off, we know now that he did it on indigenous land at a sacred place that was like fucked up that he did it in the first place. But
I didn't even know that.
Also, why was he such a cuck for the presidents that he wanted to spend his life making these stupid... blowing their faces up into a mountain?
I mean, it's also a... monument to him. I mean, so
yeah, why not make him? I put my face in a mountain before.
Well, no one would pay for that.
Someone
he's saying I want to be a famous artist. You know what, I'll you want me to do the presidents? I know how to do it. I got, you know, I just need dynamite and money and blah blah blah. Now, I can see why he did it, just to make a name for himself.
Yeah, pretty badass.
Is it I didn't know it was indigenous. I mean, it's all indigenous land, but I mean, I didn't know that was like a sacred area.
Yeah.
Is that like a mountain that was not supposed to be exploded?
Well, according to the tribal law that they had, I don't think they probably wrote in, do not explode our sacred mountain.
Yeah, but I mean, was it a grave site or...
I don't know more than that.
Okay.
I just know it was bad. And I know that because I'm woke. Okay. Fact number two. No president of the United States has been an only child.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's weird to think that Trump wasn't an only child.
That is very weird. Yeah. He's giving off like the what's his name?
Richie Rich vibes.
Yeah. Or like the fat kid from Pee Wee Herman.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot his name.
Yeah. Seymour? No, I forget his name. Dang it. What is that kid's name? Anyway, yes. And he's orange. All right.
Well, that's the worst part.
That's the worst. That's the worst part. I don't care. His policies, I think, are great. Just his color of skin.
Yeah, but they're tainted by the color orange.
Yes, exactly. All right. Here's the last one. Near the full-sized Washington Monument.
This guy loves monuments. All right.
Yeah. Near the full-size Washington Monument, a secret 12-foot-tall replica sits hidden in a manhole.
Cool.
You don't think that's cool?
Can I see the picture? I glanced a picture of it.
Well, it's a drawing of a manhole with the top of a monument coming out of it.
What's the point of that?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I just think it's kind of cool.
That is, I'll give it. That's interesting. But
why the hell do they do that?
Yeah. What? And it's interesting, but then if I go to DC and I look around and I find it and I lift that manhole and I see it.
You're getting arrested.
That's it. Yeah, I guess a manhole's, you can't just lift it off. Those things are heavy. Huh. Yeah, that seems so stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid, and it seems weird.
That's
and
a dumb monument, too. I never understood.
I don't know the story behind it. I don't know why it's there. I don't know what it is. I just know it's a thing that it's just a point.
Yeah.
That would have been a good thing for a boner.
Yeah, my Washington Monument's being erected.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My flag's at full mast.
Yes.
Well, too late now. We already sent the darn thing.
Yeah, you don't want it to say edited.
Right, exactly.
Then you know
exactly.
You're a loser.
I really hope we get some more engagement this time. Next week, I promise I will wake up and comment first thing so that not, 13 hours haven't gone by. Although, to be fair, looking at our other comments, there were a bunch of comments afterwards. So maybe we just need to get more of a repertoire going, or maybe start some fake accounts where we can like ours.
This is always on silent.
Except for today. So we're going to figure out how to get into this algorithm more and start popping up in everyone's feeds and get some serious dialogue going instead of this, we don't want it so polarized, all these discussions on the internet. Oh yeah, well, Biden's brain is old. Oh yeah, well, Trump is making shoes from China. It's just like that over and over and over again. Why don't you buy his shoes? I'm sure they're low quality. Well, Biden eats pudding and needs a diaper change. Well, I guess it's time for comics.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. We got some new comics. I won last week, and I brought in the hit strip Animal Crackers. This is the third week in a row that Animal Crackers is contending. They've won two, and it's hard for me to believe. The first one was a gimme, I guess, because it was going against one that was the same every week. Yeah. But we're bringing it back, and Animal Crackers is here, and Today it's we got two elephants, and one elephant asks the other one, he goes, "Where have you been?" And the other elephant goes, "I had to give Tarzan a ride home." And that's it.
Is he disappointed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh.
I know. I said last time it's hard to find a funny one in Animal Crackers, and you know what? I was not lying.
Well, I found a laugh riot. So get ready to hold your sides so they don't split.
Okay.
This is Geech by Jerry Biddle. For today, February 29th. It's three panels. It's a guy, I guess he's looking at a truck. I guess, sorry, I'm trying to get the context before.
Sure.
I mean, they're standing next to a truck, but I guess what happened is this guy's a mechanic and the other guy brought his car in. So what seems to be the problem? I can't see over the steering wheel. Then how'd you drive it here? The usual way. Hit or miss.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think it, what's it called?
Geech.
Geech. Well.
Sounds like a bad
word.
Well,
Geech. Seems like we got a new Geechin winner this week.
Geech, yeah.
That's Geech. Yeah, Geech, yeah. All right. Well, tune in next week. We'll have another Geech for you. More facts, more funny, more funny. More funny politics talk. No, politic comic commenting.
Yes.
For hopefully you'll get some engagement during this week. And yeah, we'll see you next time. Until then, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.